Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine to Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Invisible Women, Data Bias in a World Designed for Men, penned by Caroline Criado Perez, shines a spotlight on a critical and pervasive issue in our seemingly progressive society, gender data bias. This groundbreaking work uncovers how a default male perspective in data collection and analysis leads to a world that systematically disadvantages women. Through meticulous research and compelling arguments, Criado Perez reveals how everything from the workplace, public infrastructure, to even healthcare, is designed with the male body and lifestyle in mind, often neglecting or overlooking the needs and realities of women. Her investigative prowess lays bare the significant, sometimes life-threatening consequences of this oversight, urging a reevaluation of our data-driven world to consider gender inclusivity at its core. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, gender data gap in health. One of the most critical areas where the gender data gap manifests is in healthcare. Caroline Criado Perez demonstrates how the majority of medical research has traditionally focused on male subjects, resulting in medications and treatments that are less effective for women. She explores significant disparities, such as women being more likely to suffer adverse drug reactions, which can be attributed to the lack of female representation in clinical trials. The book delves into historical and contemporary data, highlighting cases where this bias has led to misdiagnosis and inadequate healthcare for women. This examination sheds light on the urgent need for a gender-balanced approach to medical research and healthcare provision. Secondly, workplace bias and design. Invisible Women exposes how workplace structures and policies are often tailored to the traditional male breadwinner model, ignoring the realities of women's lives and contributions. Criado Perez argues that the lack of consideration for women in the design of workplaces and work policies leads to significant imbalances. Topics such as the gender pay gap, unequal representation in leadership positions, and the disproportionate impact of unpaid care work on women's career progression are discussed in detail. The book calls for a rethinking of workplace equality, advocating for policies that truly accommodate the needs and potential of all genders. Thirdly, safety and public infrastructure. The design of our public spaces and infrastructure, ranging from transportation systems to city planning, often fails to account for women's safety and mobility needs. Invisible Women provides numerous examples where the lack of gender-sensitive planning has compromised women's safety and limited their access to public services. Criado Perez critiques the gender-neutral approach, which inherently favors men, and advocates for inclusive design practices that take into account women's unique needs and experiences. She spotlights initiatives and solutions that demonstrate how a more inclusive approach can significantly improve safety and accessibility for everyone. Fourthly, technology and gender bias. As technology increasingly pervades every aspect of our lives, the issue of gender bias in tech design and development becomes more glaring. Invisible Women delves into how technology, from artificial intelligence to everyday gadgets, is often designed with male users in mind. This bias not only perpetuates gender stereotypes, but also has tangible repercussions on women's safety, privacy, and access to technological advancements. The book calls for the tech industry to adopt a more gender-inclusive design process to ensure technologies serve the needs of both men and women equally. Lastly, education and gender data. Bias beyond the professional realm, Invisible Women examines how gender data bias impacts education systems worldwide. Caroline Criado Perez highlights the historical exclusion of women from educational opportunities and how contemporary data collection and policymaking often fail to address gender disparities in education. From curriculum design to classroom interaction, the absence of a gender-balanced perspective perpetuates stereotypes and limits opportunities for girls and women. Criado Perez argues for the incorporation of gender-aware policies and practices in education to foster an inclusive environment that enables all students to thrive. In conclusion, Invisible Women, Data Bias in a World Designed for Men is a clarion call to action for policymakers, scholars, and the general public to recognize and rectify the systemic exclusion of women from data. Caroline Criado Perez masterfully makes the case that addressing gender data bias is not merely a matter of social justice, but is critical to the creation of a world that is equitable and effective for everyone. This book should be required reading for anyone involved in data analysis, public policy and design, as well as for those who are simply interested in bettering society. By applying the insights and solutions offered by Criado Perez, readers can begin to envision and work towards a world that values and incorporates the experiences and needs of all genders. If you would like to support Carolyn Criado Perez, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.